ACGC Girls Track finished up their state qualifying meet in Earlham, as they will send four total events to the state track meet, including the 800-meter run, the 1500-meter run, the sprint medley, and the distance medley. With only state track yet to come, head coach Colin Shago is happy with what they've accomplished this season and believes his program will be ready for years to come.
I thought that our regular season was pretty awesome. We have a really, really young team, and so they got better week after week after week. Last week at our state qualifying meet, almost everybody got a personal best by 2 or 3 seconds, and so I think that really kind of tells the story of how much progress we made from the beginning of this year to the end of this year. And that's spectacular considering that of our team, we have four seniors and the rest are going to be coming back next year. And so we've really set up for a really good couple of years of girls track.
Shago set a goal at the beginning of the season to beat the team's total events from last season with three. The Chargers accomplished their goal by qualifying in four different events. In three of those events, the Chargers rank amongst the top five in statewide 1A times. Shago is hoping to ride this momentum into next season.
Looking into the future, I really think having these two medleys full of freshmen and sophomores and a couple of juniors, I really think that this will build a lot of momentum for the program, and it'll get them thinking about next year. And so hopefully that'll get them to do some off-season training and get themselves prepared for next year.
Junior Ava Campbell has been a standout runner for ACGC so far this season and qualified in the 800-meter run with a time of 2 minutes and 21 seconds, putting her second in 1A. Campbell also qualified for the 1500-meter run with a time of 4 minutes and 56 seconds, the fastest time in 1A. It will be Campbell's third state track appearance in her career.
My main goal is that she goes out, she has a fantastic junior state track experience, and then uses that to build to the future, because right now she's beaten records that were set by Kate Crawford, who was an excellent runner for us a few years ago, and Kate runs for UNI. And so as we look to Ava's future, we're really trying to prove that she's also a D1 athlete and a D1 runner, and so we're using that as the motivation to continue getting her the success that she's been having recently.
The Chargers will run in one event on Friday and three events on Saturday. Reporting for KSOM and KS95, I'm Tyler Peterson.